Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning to you, Neil. Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, and I think we're continuing our discussion about the mysteries of the astral realm, but we do have some callers. I think maybe we'll take a couple of callers before we talk, Neil, today. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Because we got a little bit of a late start, and we do invite our callers and listeners to connect with us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and Twitter. So I want to invite you to do that first. Call in number 914-338-0164 if you want to connect with us. Those associated accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And we want to say that we had such an overwhelming response to our special on Friday, our 500th anniversary show. So we thank all our listeners that contacted us after the show by email and by phone. We want to thank them so much for their support. And of course, without our callers and listeners, we wouldn't have a radio show. So we do value all of those people that reached out to us and took advantage of what we offered. Thank you. Thank you all. Okay.
Too many to count.
That's right. Oh, goodness. What a busy day that was. Okay. So lots of people are lining up. Callers, 917-954, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, because that way we know you would like a reading or to have a conversation. Area codes 917 and 954 have not raised their hand, so I don't know whether you want to talk or if you're just listening to the show. 780 is our first caller. Let's bring 780 on there. Who's this, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Michelle. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Michelle with one L or two?
Two L's.
Okay, that's what I wrote down. So where are you calling from, Michelle?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Canada. Oh. Canadian. And what is your birth date?
It's December 29th.
74. Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And 35-8, is that what you have, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, Michelle? What's the reason for your call?
I'm kind of curious what's coming up for love. I've been single quite a while, but there's no rush.
I'm sorry, say that again. It's hard to hear you. I know, but she said something else.
Oh, sorry. So I'm just curious what's coming for love. I have been single for quite a while, but that's okay. I know there's no rush, of course.
Okay. So you've been single for quite a while. Have we spoken with you before, Michelle?
It's been quite a while, actually.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't remember what we discussed, but your master number is 8x35. So your life goes in increments of 8, cycles of 8 from birth to death.
Yeah.
And probably that was discussed, right?
I can't honestly remember. I think it's actually been probably over a year or so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we discussed your master number and also cycles of 8 from the age of 35 forward. And you are currently 42 years. No, she's born 74. She's 42. 42. We don't want to make you 52 yet.
No.
74. So, Michelle, I don't remember, like I said, but we may have asked you what happened. It would be 2009, 2010, because you're born in December. So 2009, 2010, what happened at that time in your life?
So I left kind of a place where I was working because I had a really bad relationship. I was dating a guy that was into drugs. So, yeah, just very crazy in 2009. And then, of course, I was promised a job actually in 2009. It fell through. It's a very, very stressful year. And then finally started working again in 2010.
Okay. So that would be the change that you went through. And that's a pretty significant change. And not only that, it really does pertain to your question at hand, because, I mean, it's connected. You left a bad relationship, and so you're still seeking a relationship.
Yeah.
And right now, you're about to go through a change in December, because that's 8 years from age 35. So that's 40. You'll be 43 years old. So
yep.
I don't know. Maybe a relationship could come in. But, Neil, I'm going to defer to you here. I mean, obviously problems in relationships as evidenced, I mean, it's not surprising. You've got 11s in your 74 and also in your 29,
that's
early life but, relationship stuff too.
The good news, Michelle, is you're going to be having a relationship soon.
Now, oh, good.
we're looking at maybe, well, let's make it a window though, because it could happen before, but it may not happen until December or right thereafter. But we're
okay.
looking at a relationship within a year, well within a year, and maybe sooner than later. I don't know what's in the past or where this is, but I'm seeing a male figure, but this was from your past. He sort of has blonde hair, and I don't know if at some point he surfed or he was into surfing, but because there's an image of him by the water and on top of the water and things like that. Around the name of the person, somewhere in the area of the person's experience, there was a person named Mark. That was around. Now, this is, I think, has already happened. I don't know if you can validate this. Maybe not. But is there anything that seems familiar here?
Thinking probably my ex from when I was like in my 20s that I was with for 5 years. He had actually two good friends named Mark.
He had two good friends named Mark. Your ex had two good friends. Anything, didn't you ask about surfing?
Was there anything
surfing?
With beach or surfing or beach sports, something?
Well, so Dwayne actually had, his family actually had a cottage by the river. So we used to, or by the lake, not by the river, that we used to go to every summer. So that was quite significant. We basically were there all summer. Yeah.
Okay, so Michelle, here's what we're looking at. You're getting into a relationship. One's coming. The feel of it feels kind of exciting, you know, nice. I think that it's not going to be perfect. You come from an area of somewhat a nature of karma, so you have always controversy around your relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And that would include drugs too, you know, in your past. With your ex. But this feels a little bit more exciting than, you know what it feels like? It feels like when you're a kid and you're going to go to the beach and you're real excited about it, but the waves are real big, so you're kind of nervous. Or you go to an amusement park and you're real excited about the amusement park, but some of the rides are really scary, so you're kind of nervous about it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be around a group of people and peer pressure and all that. So the idea is that of meeting this guy, there's going to be something exciting going on, but there's going to be some peer pressure energy around it. Maybe it's not, I'm not sure, but maybe the person has friends or something that, well, you think, you know, you meet the guy and you really like him. And then you meet his friends and you're thinking to yourself, oh God, some of these guys I don't like. Am I going to have to put up with them if I'm in love with this guy? So it's sort of like that. There's something exciting about it and something kind of challenging. The person also had, at least in the past, some appreciation for race car driving or fast cars. He loved cars. So he has he loves and appreciates cars, but that doesn't make him who he is. It's like Jay Leno, who loves cars, but he's, you know, he's got all other kinds of interests. This guy just loves cars.
Yeah, he's not Jay Leno's not like a mechanic or anything.
He's pretty good at mechanics.
Well, he may be, but I'm talking about in terms of like his major life force.
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian, not a mechanic.
You know, he's a comedian and whatnot.
So the point is
that
different,
he has these interests.
He's different
interests. The thing, Michelle, did at one point, did you smoke nicotine and you had to stop?
Yes, I did for 15 years and I've quit over 10.
Yeah. So that little thing that just came in serves as validation. You also, I'm going to tell you this too, you also have a spirit in your house, in your way you live.
Oh, okay.
You know what it's doing there. But are you in a situation, are you renting? Is this an apartment or is it a house?
It's a house that I own. But I've heard before that my rental property may have a spirit that followed me. I don't know.
Oh, you had a rental property where there was maybe a spirit there at the time?
Yeah, like even a cleaner was like, I heard things in your house. I didn't know if you had a ghost or what was going on. So I don't know. That may be what you're picking up.
Well, you know, it's not a big deal. I mean, in our world, this is a common thing. It's not a big thing. But nonetheless, there is a spirit form that seems to be around you. The energy of the energy of the spirit form tends to, it's really weird because I see a lot of material, clothes, like silk, satin, polka dots, dresses. It almost seems old fashioned to some extent. And there used to be a show called Gladys with a maid. It was a show called Gladys. It was somebody's maid. I forget who it was, but it was like Happy Days or something. And then there was also a show called Hazel. But anyways, it seemed to be a housekeeper of some sort. But anyways, I hope this. We got other callers, so we've established that somebody's coming in, and it's going to be kind of exciting.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Michelle, take care and let us know what happens as time moves forward.
Well, for sure. Thank you. Blessing to both of you.
Thank you. You too. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And, you know, that's funny that one of our callers dropped, but they didn't even have the button pressed. So what I'm going to do, 917-806, we'll take and then get to our conversation. 917, you're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Marinette. And my birth date is 7/16/56.
Okay.
And my question is, I'm sorry?
I said, how's it going?
Okay, thank you. I mean, I'm blessed.
56, Marinette, correct? The year's 5/6?
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
And lately, I've been getting this message of urgency that I have to get all my stuff in order. And I'm just wondering, where is that coming from?
So this is like some message that's coming into your like subconscious, or it's creeping into your thoughts. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. From the subconscious to the consciousness. You know, it's important for me to tie up loose ends, get things straight, and don't really know where it's coming from. I'm like, so if you can elaborate on that, or
okay, and you're 60, going to be 62 years old, correct?
Correct.
I don't know.
She's
born in 1956.
No, 61.
61. I'm sorry, that's my mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's born 7/16/1956. She's a 35 equals 8.
Yeah, she's going to be.
She's 61.
60.
I made an error. That was my error. Mea culpa. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Marinette.
That's okay.
Well.
Well, you know, when you get into a situation like this, Marionette, your mind starts to go all over the place. Am I going to die? I mean, what's going on
here? No, I'm not thinking that. I'm not thinking that I'm going to die. I'm just wondering if Spirit trying to tell me to, am I going to be doing something different that I need to get this stuff done, or, you know, what's going on?
Well, the thing about your situation is that the age that you are, right nearing 61, now that's the inverted day that you were born. You were born on the 16th, and then you invert those numbers to become 61. So there's a code in your life right now that's saying, you know what, Marionette. You need to close up a situation that you've been carrying on a karmic level that we have to get rid of and close up, because you can't take that with you as you approach your mid to late 60s. You've got to be done with it now.
Okay.
So there's something there that's got to be appropriately taken care of. Was there any is your mother crossed over?
Yes, she has.
Was there any strife, anything unfocused, unfinished to any degree when your mother crossed over?
In what sense? I don't understand. Between me and her?
Was there any unfinished business in terms of her affairs, or was there any unfinished business regarding your relationship with her? Was there something that was unsaid?
In terms of relationship, no. I spoke to her every day, and she was in another state. She lived with my sister. But in terms of her estate, she had divided it between the seven of us, and the house eventually it was foreclosure.
Okay, so that's the unfinished business.
So you had to do foreclosure because of the controversy. There was the seven of you, so you had to do foreclosure. But that really wasn't your mother's wishes?
But what happened was my brother was the one in charge of the state. He had promised her that he would make sure that it would go to all of us. And my sister was living in it with my mother. My mother passed away, and my sister didn't want to sell anything or whatever, so we let her live there. And she went into foreclosure and didn't tell us to the last minute. My brother, in turn, tried to save it. He went into his 401k and try to save it, but I told him, let it go, it's just material. But in any event, he sold it, but he never made the money to cover his expenses, because it was his promise to my mother. But it really had nothing to do with me. I was, you know, I kind of like had resolved to let it go. It was just material.
Subsequently, that's okay. That's okay, man. Subsequently, did you ever get married and divorced?
I did. I am divorced.
Yes.
And he just asked for an annulment.
Oh, to go back and change the divorce judgment to an annulment?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because what I'm getting, as I'm moving through this, and we move from your mother's death, to a little bit of, you know, difficulty there, and you're kind of staying out of it because it wasn't material for you. And then, because I think I'm being a little bit guided by your mother. And then we move further into the idea that I'm hearing that you were married and divorced. So that's still coming from mother, I think. And
okay.
That now there's another issue regarding finances or money, sir. Something, some controversy about payment, where the matter of material would be maybe a little bit more important to you under the circumstances of the marriage and then thereby the divorce. So what your mother's probably trying to suggest is that this is a karmic situation. Karmically, there was a foreclosure, but that didn't affect you as much, but that was karma. Now karmically, you've been divorced, and now your ex is trying to reestablish the marriage as an annulment, which probably will not succeed. But I think
it did succeed.
I'm sorry.
Wait, say that again.
It did succeed.
Oh,
even
succeeded?
Though I protested it. I protested it, but he still got it based on, you know, the Pope in 2012, he said that he was going to make it easy for people to get annulments, and he got it. He got it. So, you know, it's okay.
Oh, well, then in my error there, which is what we come back to your original premise about closing things up, because did this the failure on your part to fight the annulment, did this affect you in any drastic way financially?
No, I didn't pay for it. He paid for it. So, I mean, he's been married for a couple of years. His thing was that he wanted to be closer to God in the Catholic Church, whereas I believe God is everywhere, and I don't need, you know, I don't need
a formalized religion in order have a relationship.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he needs that for God, to be closer to God, so be it. Who am I to stop him, you know? I said, I just don't want you to do it at my expense, but, you know, it happened anyway, and it is what it is. I know it's karmic because it has to be karmic. What else,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I don't know. There might be something that is in your present environment that is still of some negative energy that maybe it's a solid material thing, but that needs to be sort of cleared out,
and that's why she's getting this
it
kind
could
of
be.
Feeling.
Do you have anything from the divorce or from the marriage that you're still holding on to in a material way, an object? Your mother's symbolically referring to a lot of blankets, like just a lot of blankets. And I don't know yet what she's trying to say to me, but it's almost like I'm looking at a lot of blankets that maybe at one time were important. Sometimes people have blankets that are important from their childhood, or they have signs or designs on them. But she seems to be referring to that. It could be an art object too, but we really have to kind of, that we seem to establish that there's some kind of karma going on. And what you need to do, Minette, is to either look at what you still have in a material way that you're holding on to that you don't really need as an energy, and or examine this blanket thing.
I don't know. I don't know anything about a blanket, but the only thing that comes to mine is that I still have the same bedroom set, but I changed the mattress.
She changed the mattress, but has the same bedroom set.
Yeah.
That could be connected to a blanket,
well,
but
it could be.
I sage my house. I work on clearing my house all the time. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you something really quickly. Did the marriage dissolve? Was there any difficulty in your intimate relationship with this man?
Yes. He committed adultery.
He what?
I can't hear.
He committed adultery?
He committed adultery. So that's, under the blankets.
Yeah, and when he committed adultery during that time, was he also sleeping in your bed that you have now?
I have no idea.
Well, I would probably, in short form, I would probably change your bed, get rid of the bed.
If the man was occupying it,
yeah.
Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
If he slept in that bed, I'd get rid of it.
Hey, Marinette,
yeah.
Real quick,
yeah.
Because we've got a list of other callers, we've got to get to them, but I just wanted to get this gentleman's birth date real quick. If you have it. Do you have this? Yeah, his birthday.
6/13/56.
Yeah. 6/7/8/9/10/20.
But I thought that, you know, changing the mattress would take away the energy, right? Because I bought a new mattress.
Well, not necessarily.
We have an 11
you know,
together.
I understand what you're saying, but if there's a frame, you don't have to change the mattress again. But
right.
If there's a frame
or linens, which
or
pertains to the bed,
I would,
the blanket.
You know, that's I would.
Well, I changed everything. The terms of linen and all that, so that's not a problem.
We can't hear you.
I said I changed my linen. I've been divorced 19 years. I don't have any. You know what I mean? So it's been a long time.
Well, that may be true, but sometimes in the energy field, things can linger. I mean, this is just, you know.
Okay.
You know what you need to do to make matters a little bit clearer? Clear the energy of the bed.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay.
Is there
a
wood frame to the bed?
No, it's not a wooden frame. It's a metal frame. Oh, but the headboard is wood.
Yeah, the headboard is wood. That's what I'm talking about.
So
that's
she's asking how to clear it. And
we got to move on. But that's a different kind of suggestion. Maybe you can call back on another show.
Call back
show.
On a show. Call after
we'll
the show.
We'll be back on Friday.
Yeah, but we do have
Thank
to get to
so
our
much.
Other callers, Marinette.
Okay.
But you're welcome to call again, or you can call
it.
Us. You're welcome. You're very welcome. 562-596-7818 is the number to call. Okay, 806-7818, because we've 860, sorry. So 806-402 and then 860. You're on the air, 806.
Hey there. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Wonderful. Was wondering what you could see on the other end of my relocation. I'm kind of waiting on divine time a little bit and wondering if I should get a little closer to the beach or up in the canyon.
Okay, what's your location now? Where do you live?
Texas.
Texas, and what's your name, please?
Sherry.
How do you spell?
Like the wine, S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Like the wine, S-H-E-R-R-Y, okay. And your birth date, Sherry, please?
11/73.
What's the birth date?
4/11/73. So she's 26/8. Gosh, it's weird because we've had three callers in a row that are 8 master number.
Mm-hmm. 2/35, 1/26.
Relocating. You were wondering about relocating if you should move out of your current area. Closer
well,
to the
I
beach?
Am moving. I'm just wondering if it should be closer to the beach or more in the canyon.
Closer to the beach. So there's
two
spots you're considering, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Where do you see the housing coming available type thing?
You're 47. Are you 44?
44.
Yeah.
The 44, Sherry, could, to your birth date is significant to an attitude of change, because it does the age itself does add up to an 8, which is your master number. 26/36/46. You're 26/36/4. You're 18 years shy. You're 18 years past the age of 26. And you're asking for a beach or a canyon, a beach or a canyon. You know, I'm trying to weigh the two zones when I say them to myself, and it seems like there's a good zone around the beach is what I'm somewhat favoring at the moment. Also, it kind of feels like, is the area around the beach, is there any place where it would be attractive to someone renting for the summer? Not that you
like
rent,
a vacation spot.
Yeah, like a vacation
like
spot. Is there anything
a resort
attractive
town.
About the area there?
All of it is.
What state are you considering moving to?
California.
That's what I thought, because I mean, just by nature of the beaches and the canyons,
yeah.
It sounds like California.
I would say beach. I would say beach right now, Sherry. That's my best shot at answering your question. The beach, the canyon might have some problems in it. There might be a few problems there. I'm not saying that the canyon's out of the question, but if you're asking me on a quick radio reading to suggest which area to go to,
which would be Malibu, Topanga Canyon, is what I was thinking. Malibu proper,
yeah.
Or Topanga.
Yeah, that's great. And the so you're talking about the Malibu Topanga Canyon area. Or Malibu Canyon?
Right,
or,
Yeah, I was just thinking, should I go more up in the canyon and do more of a woodsy type thing, or go just strictly get straight on the beach?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of readings up there in that area, Chris and I, so we're familiar with the territory, and we've
done
readings. Yeah, it's all beautiful. I mean, both areas have problems in them. It all depends on the central area. But if you can be, in terms of what you're saying, there's a way to kind of compromise, because I wouldn't say to go directly on the beach necessarily. So there's a way, because you're not really in such a diverse area to where you're literally way away in the canyon somewhere, you know, 20 miles from the beach. You're going to be roughly 4 to 5 miles from the beach, if that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think probably somewhere centrally located to where you can see the water, feel the water, sense it. And if you had a good long day, you could walk down to the water. But that's where I would tend to be. Your zone right now is you're right in the middle of a multiple of eight. So this change in your life is significant. And I think it's going to be a happy move. You know, you have some really good energy going on. And so to answer your question, I would kind of situate myself in an area to where you can see the water and yet appreciate the forest, because you're going to be really in a location where you get the advantage of both.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I just get weird. I didn't know if I was missing the point or not. Or, you know, because the beach is such a big deal there in Malibu. I was like, am I downsizing my dream by saying Topanga Canyon, or should I, you know, I just didn't want it short myself.
No, you got to be careful. There's erosion problems. There's all kinds of things that occur the closer you get to the beach. And then the canyon has a little bit of a fire hazard. But it doesn't. Both areas.
And anywhere is going to happen. I mean, anywhere in the world.
Right now.
It's on
exactly.
A unique risk, no matter where you are. So it's just weighing,
right.
Well, what's getting more
that.
Safe at, I mean, for the individual, the karma in the location, all that.
Do you have a specific location you're looking at?
I was thinking about going up into Topanga and being able to hike and look down over.
Right, but is there
Malibu
a specific
Bay.
Location, Sherry, is there a specific location in terms of a, like, have you looked at specific houses in either the canyon?
Not yet. And I'm going out there to do that now. I'm just going to I just want to try to narrow my.
And are you renting
down,
or buying?
So I'm going to rent at first so I can kind of get a feel for what's going on.
Yeah. Well.
Let me ask you something, Sherry. Where, real quick, who in your family background did a fair amount of writing, W-R-I-T-I-N-G?
Did what kind of writing?
Writing, any kind of writing.
I think some people have done, I mean, we're all college people, so there's been writing for school.
Right.
Nobody's done any books or anything. No published works. Other, you know,
anything,
I've done some
anything,
writing.
Anything in psychology?
My mother was a nurse, so that would be as close as anything.
What is your job? What do you do?
I am a psychic medium and realtor. I kind of do both.
Okay. Well, you know, it's going to be a good move, Jerry. And I think if you can hike and see the water, and you're in a home where it doesn't take you a long time to hike to see the water, and you're right there, and you can almost feel the ocean breeze in your home, as well as the surrounding natural environment, you're going to do well. But I think it's going to be a great move.
Okay, Sherry.
I agree with that.
Take care and let us know where you end
up. I will.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your call. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation. Okay. 402 is our next caller. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I've got a pretty big issue that's come up recently. The reason I'm calling, last week I discovered that the house I was planning on retiring to has been largely destroyed by water and mold damage, and I was wondering if you see me getting that house repaired so that it's habitable again, or just any impressions you get that can kind of help me make sense out of this.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Nebraska.
Nebraska. We've had some Nebraska people lately. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, there's a few people that have called the show, which I don't know if you're connected to them, but anyway, if you're not, it's kind of interesting that we'd get an influx of people from that area. What's your birth date, Diane?
It's 3/24/62.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 19, 6. What is going on today? Everybody's had it been an 8.
No, it's 27,
did I do it wrong?
Nine.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, 19 and 8. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
27, 9. Okay. Forget that I said that. 27, 9. Everybody's been an 8 except you. You've gone one notch up the ladder here, Diane. Sorry for my addition error. 27, 9. How old is she? 54.
So 1989, that changed.
Yeah, what happened in 1989, Diane?
I don't remember any one particular episode. I separated and divorced a couple years after that, but I can't think of any one major thing, good or bad or memorable, anything memorable that happened in that particular year.
Okay. Well, she's on a multiple of 9. She's going through her sixth cycle of 9.
Oh, is she right now?
54. Aren't you 54? Is that right? 55.
I just turned 55.
55. Yeah. So you just begun last year your sixth cycle of 9.
Is this home in Nebraska?
Yes, it is.
And what was there, flooding or something?
I believe a water pipe burst, and no one was there to have it turned off.
Well,
can I ask a question about the insurance on the home? Is
there
insurance covering that kind of damage?
There is insurance, but I don't know I know they won't fix the remedial stuff, which means beyond getting the initial water and mold out of there, actually checking behind the walls and things like that. I've heard after Hurricane Katrina, all insurance companies have stopped doing that you have to buy a supplemental for that, which I do not have. I'm kind of had a feeling, and they've kind of been making noises that they're going to kind of fight paying about anything at this point. But I really don't know.
Diane, is this, just say yes or no, is this your only option to have another home?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And are you, you're not content where you are right now?
That's correct.
Hmm.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of more questions as we move forward. Is one of your parents deceased?
Yes.
Was there a rude connection between your parents?
Did you say a rude, R-U-D-E?
An abrupt, you mean?
You know,
abrupt?
Domestic problems?
I'm not sure whether to say yes or no. There were some problems, yeah. I don't know if I'd say abrupt or rude, but yes, there were. There were struggles, let's put it that way. Tension.
There were struggles. Okay, that suffices.
Okay.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. Having asked those questions on a psychic line of thinking, it seems to me that the turmoil going on in the house is a karmic situation. Now, if we look at life as being a duality where we have the friends and the foes, the good and the bad side is saying, you can't have this house. We're going to stop you. That's your karma. That's energies in your karma and your struggles and trying to find some sense of happiness. The good side says, you know what, Diane? It's time you fight. Fight for what you want. And get into this home because it kind of belongs to you, and don't worry about the flooding. Don't worry about this and that and the other. This is your battle and this is your fight, and you deserve some sense of happiness and security. So I would say to fight this. I see that ultimately Well, maybe I sense that ultimately you're going to get in there.
Okay.
And who's Nancy? Is there any Nancy in your whole life anywhere around you?
No one currently. I had a pretty good friend, Nancy, about 20 years ago in my life, but we've lost touch.
But that doesn't matter.
I know it's just a random name, and you're going back, and you're thinking, well, okay, Nancy, and just how many people would know a Nancy? I know one. But for this purpose of this reading, it's just significant to me. And where, who has the cat?
I am dating someone right now who has a cat, and my grandmother who used to live in the house that I'm calling about had a cat.
Okay, so that's not valid. That's another validation.
Okay.
And it sounds like the insurance at least will take care of some part of the damage. So maybe it's not as extensive as being inside the walls, you know, the what the insurance won't cover. Perhaps it hasn't gone that far. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay.
But you said this is at least part karmic. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Thank you both very much for your help and your
You're
time.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you want to say to her before we let
no.
her go? Okay. All right. Diane, good luck.
Thank you both. Blessings to you both.
Thank you. Blessings to you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. 860.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. The last few times I think I called, it was like way tail end. So it was like 2 minutes of a synopsis of a reading with you guys. So I was just wondering. Yeah. Of course, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. So that's why I called a little earlier today.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got on.
Yeah. So do you need my birthday still?
I'm sorry?
You need my birthday?
We have the birthday, 12/16/73.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
So what's going on is that it's a continuum. Like, I met this person over the weekend, and like, it's really hard to describe. It's like something. I know it's past lives. And I just feel this huge connection with him. And I was wondering if this is just somebody who, you know, like basically helping me to love again and be open. Is he a preview guy to the person that might be coming? I don't even know, but it's continuing. He's amazing. And I feel it on his end as well.
Okay. Do you have his birthday?
Yes. It is 3/16/70.
Oh,
3/16/70.
So, Amy, I haven't added it up yet, but your master number is his month. You're both born on the same day. Have you added it up?
Yes, 27.
27/9. And the years are interchangeable. So his 7 to your 3 and your 7 to 0 becomes the other's year, 70 and 73. So definitely a strong connection as far as, and when the master numbers together, 9 and 3 become your master number 3. We've never looked at this guy's birthday before?
No, I don't believe so. No.
This is someone totally new? Yeah, that's what she said, but if something is familiar about this conversation to me is why I'm asking. Because I feel like there was somebody before where there was kind of a similar energy in terms of the birthday. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back into my notes. Go ahead. I don't know.
Amy, in your whole life, who was the person that had a beard or facial hair?
Facial hair? Oh, this is this guy.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm picking up, facial hair. I was picking up facial hair.
Yeah.
So, what you're going to have, you have a good and a bad side to this. The good side is that somebody's come in, they were supposed to come in, they're karmic, they're past life, and you were supposed to have met this person. The bad side is that the person isn't totally centered yet on what they want, and they may have a kind of, what gets frustrating for anybody in a relationship is when the partner isn't really focused and doesn't really know what they want, and they act sometimes they act connected and sometimes they do things that are crazy and it seems like they're not even in a relationship.
Yes. I resonate with that. Yes.
What she said?
I can't hear.
Got to speak up.
I resonate with that. I resonate with what you're saying.
She's resonating with what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. I resonate with what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah. That's what you've got here. So what you have with this person is a sort of mixed bag, an attraction, an energy, some rapport. But at the same time, you're going to experience like, you know, you're at a party and the guy's flirting with somebody else and you're going, what are you doing? I mean, we're in a relationship. You know, that's a potential what would happen. And no, I can't see you this weekend. You go, well, why not? Oh, I got other things I want to do. You know, it's like, and then suddenly they're there. So it's like mixed. It's a mixed bag. And that's what you have with this person.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
I remember her, the last person she was inquiring about, it was kind of the same energy.
I don't remember.
You're not going to remember, but the guy that you wrote the letter to, didn't you write a letter to a guy?
Yeah, actually, it's a continuum. It's really on and off, and it's all around. It's the same. Yes, it is the same guy.
This is the same guy.
Yeah,
so I was right.
You said the letter. Yeah.
Right. So but I thought you met him over the weekend.
Well, I mean, I met him because I hardly meet him. I guess it just was in passing, but yeah, I just met him. I mean, in the sense of it just seemed like he was more connected with me.
So I was remembering the birth date. I thought it was probably the same.
You know,
I was thinking, gosh, this is a similar situation.
You're the kind of a person that might benefit by going to somebody that you trust that. You know, maybe one time going to somebody that you trust or having a reading, and don't be careful. Don't get too mixed up in somebody tricking you. Oh, you need 10 readings, 20 readings. But there may need to be a sort of a deeper maybe conversation or dialogue where something can get more centered so you can get a more centered relationship. It seems to me that there's a misalignment in some energy field of yours is what I'm picking up that can be corrected. So it's like, you know, my tires they're always wearing to one side. They're always wearing, you know, no matter when you buy new tires and then the guy says, yeah, you need an alignment. You need an alignment on a psychic conversation, it seems to me. Maybe that might help, but that's just a suggestion. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in this continuum of relationship.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you that this is what came up as far as me, this is interesting because I am going to be, he's part of the community and I'm actually doing a presentation next month, meaning June at the end of June. And, I just feel like he's also the purpose for him coming in is of course you're talking about, you know, you meet people, the reflection of yourself. So talking about that, it's like he's helping me. You know, stand in my power in the sense of not like being overpowering, but, you know, setting
down. Well, let me just, you know, Kristen pointed out that you have a connection with this person. So yes, there's going to be some conference about that would be validated. So there's no doubt that there's a kind of co-connection between the two of you. And yes, there's an established notion that you work off of each other. But that still doesn't address this other kind of issue that's at hand.
So,
Amy,
I know that you have come in and, you know, I don't know how much time we've spent with her, but we've just got to get to other callers.
Yeah, we've got to get to other callers. Because we've limited these to about 5-6 minutes. So,
if there are less people waiting at the beginning, they get more time.
Yeah.
But then when the calls come in at the end, you know, it's your best bet to call like 15 minutes before the show starts and then you can get on
call. Call on Friday's show or call for a personal.
Yeah, call for a personal reading. It's 562-596-7818 because it sounds like this is something that needs more investigation since it's something you've called about previously. It's, you know, piecing together readings might not be the best idea on the show, but you can try.
Or if not, just call back.
Yeah. Either way.
Okay. I appreciate
Hopefully it's helpful
it.
To you, Amy. Okay, take care. All right, 805, Cheryl, hi. We've got also 201. We're going to get to you in just a minute, 201. So we've got to fit both of these people in 7 minutes.
The last two.
Yeah.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great, great. I was just wondering, because I haven't been working as much. Do you kind of see that I'm going into real estate, or do you see like a better avenue? Because I've been thinking about like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency direction.
I'm sorry, what is it?
You know, the Bitcoin kind of craze that's going on with,
yeah,
like,
you mentioned that before, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, like a couple months ago you did. And so I don't know. I mean, I think at the time, we probably, I don't remember what we said. She's wondering if she should stay in real estate because work is slowed down. You don't sell houses, do you?
No, and it's not like that. It's just I haven't been really attracted to anything real estate-wise at this time.
So you,
it's like
you essentially, you turn properties. You buy and sell properties, and you also are like a landlord, so you have rental income as well. That's
yeah,
your
I never really buy them to sell them. I buy them, and then I'll rent them for a long time, then maybe sell them. You know, so it's like I don't really buy them to ever flip. I've never really done that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, so
I didn't know,
you're
wondering, you know, how that – the Bitcoin and that whole crypto coin, if that feels secure, you know,
you
that
know what
direction.
Bitcoin is? It's like an online currency, so it's not real cash, which I'm not really familiar with how it works either. I would say, but.
Well, be careful, and you need to really get some good sound financial advising there. But if your agenda, Carol, Cheryl, is to, buy properties, rent them out, and then from the proceeds, continue to buy other properties, have more or less than 6 properties as we speak.
Oh, do I have more or less than that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are we going to count land or?
Yeah,
no.
No,
just property right now, structure, buildings.
My house, the one my brother lives in, that's, and then, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 6 or 7.
6 or 7?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
Uh-huh.
I lose count.
You might want to, you know, it's not that you have to leave what you're doing, but you might want to take a pause. And if you're financially secure during that pause, it's going to be better to take a pause right now until about August.
Okay, because I was looking at one in Winslow area.
But
yeah,
there's land that you own too. How many?
Yeah,
how many
I was
pieces,
looking to.
Oh, wait,
I'm sorry.
How many pieces of land do you own, Cheryl?
I don't
and
even know.
And
like,
we've got to wrap up quickly because we've got another.
It could be 5 or 6. It's not. I don't know. I mean, because there's some that are just, you know, not that just sit and they'll probably never develop in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's not the land I'm not concerned about right now. The buildings. You have 6 or 7. You just take a pause. You need to take a pause, and maybe you need to do some clearing on some energy fields. You have a lot on your plate and family-wise and whatnot. So there needs to be a little bit of clearing. It's not a long pause. I mean, June, July. It's not a long amount of pause. I don't know. You know, maybe you can call back and we can talk more at length about what that. Or you can call for a personal, but there's some energy field for what might be done in that pause, so that the clearing of readdressing the real estate can be have a different approach to it.
So in terms of acquiring more property, that's the pause. Obviously, she's not kicking the people out of the properties. So stop buying for
now
right until
now,
August, which I think that's for stopping.
But to get out of it, you want to stay in real estate? I would stay in real estate, but you need to take something is collected in your energy field that needs to be addressed. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I have a foreclosure going on with a real estate investor that I sold to, which I should only sell directly to end users, families that maybe have lost their home, and I sold to a real estate investor. And so I'm foreclosing on him, and I feel like that needs to be put behind me before I do things. And
yeah. That's
yeah, I'm
idea.
Clearing a lot out, yeah.
Okay, Cheryl, well, we've got to
thank
move on
you.
To the next caller. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. 201, hi. We rushed through that. They're not here. 201, hello.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. Oh, it's Jackie. Hi.
Yeah, quick question. I just got information that my brother is at the hospital.
And your brother's at the hospital?
I don't know if it's serious.
We can't hear you. Are you at work?
Yes, I don't know if it's serious or not, but this has been the one that's been very adversarial. Do you see anything with that?
1565 is her birthday. Adversarial brother, and is there a problem with him? In the hospital, what's the nature of his hospitalization?
I don't know. It might be whiplash, but I'm not sure. Someone actually said it online and just told me about it. So.
Did she say whiplash?
I can't hear her.
Yes.
Jackie, it's really hard to hear.
Yes, yes.
Whiplash. And what's the question exactly?
What's your question, Jackie?
We've had an adversarial relationship, so I'm not sure whether, you know, I should go see him or what, because he's the main person
has
created.
Seeing him is not a problem if you structure the time and you enter and exit, you know, on just a matter of you know, being there and love and all that. But if it gets toxic, you know, that's when you got to leave. You can at least manage some kind of time between them. I don't know why, but the New York is coming in around you. I don't know where that's coming from or why it would be coming in, but that's coming in as we're speaking.
New York?
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's coming in yet. We don't have time
any,
to get into it.
Any quick validation?
Well, I have some students that are in New York right now, and I have some that are in the room.
I'm sorry?
I have some students that went to New York.
Your students went to New York. That's what it is.
Yeah,
your
some
students
of them.
Went
yes.
to New York. That's
what
okay.
She, yeah.
She's a high school teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, well, what subject do you teach?
Everything.
You teach everything? Are you a high school teacher?
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
Wow, everything. My goodness. I thought it was more special.
Well, you
math,
need to
science.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, you need to structure your time with your brother in such a way that it's short of anything getting toxic. So it'd be a brief there, you know, maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Okay.
And out. And but that's to answer your immediate question. I think there's other things going on around you, but we just don't have time to get into that. But to answer your immediate question about your brother, should I stay? Should I go? Should I not be there? I would limit it to, you know, when you do go, to about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Jackie. We're actually over time, so we've got to stop. But at least you were able to get that quick answer.
Okay.
Take care. All right. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, callers and listeners. Bye.